This is Katie Hartz with Mission Network News, and today I've got Glenn Dunn on the line from Set Free Ministries. We're going to be talking about this interesting article that was shared on Set Free's Facebook page. It's titled, Trauma is Not Your Fault, but Healing is Your Responsibility. And Glenn, my first question for you, why is healing the victim's responsibility?
Well, you know, Katie, that's a great question. I think maybe to go to, for that answer, we would just simply go to Scripture. There's a place in which a paralytic is sitting by the side of a pool, and Jesus comes by, and he asks him, do you want to get healed, or do you want to be well? And of course, we know what ends up happening is a lot of excuses to begin to come forth from the gentleman who's sitting there, and Jesus simply turns to him and says, you know, get up, pick up your mat, and walk. And I think part of the reason that it's very important that a person accepts that responsibility is that throughout Scripture, this is how God works. It would be wonderful if we could just simply sit on our couch, ask him to do all the work, but we wouldn't find that relationship, and we wouldn't find the way in which God uses us throughout Scripture to help others and to be healed ourselves. So I think it's really important that people begin with an understanding that Jesus' expectation is that we begin that process with him. In fact, when he tells the person to get up, that is an awakening for that individual, for them to take hold of the fact that they are going to be in a situation or into a relationship with Christ that is a partnership, if you will, for their healing. And I think oftentimes we're blinded by that and we expect others to do the healing for us. So it's a paramount piece for Set Free Ministries to really talk to an individual and make sure they're aware of that and an understanding of what the journey looks like.
And I did some research, just very basic, into some of the statistics, and it seems pretty common. More than half of all women and men in the U.S. have been exposed to at least one traumatic event in their lifetime. And if this is so common, why doesn't the church do more to address it?
Yeah, an amazingly good question for us to ask ourselves as the church. And I think part of it is that the Western theology, the Western worldview has become one that if we're a Christian, our life is supposed to go a certain way and our past is supposed to be really forgotten. And unfortunately, neither of those are accurate. Again, throughout Scripture, what we see is that as Christians, as followers of Jesus, we're going to be exposed to some difficult situations. It also shows that throughout Scripture that our past, our brokenness, is important in our journey for our spiritual formation and development. And I think, you know, we need a new biblical worldview, if you will, in the church and be able to embrace that. I think, unfortunately, trauma and some of the dirtiness of our past is oftentimes viewed upon by the church in a manner that really puts shame and guilt and disgrace, where, in fact, we need to embrace that so we can find freedom and walk in that freedom that Christ came. If we don't do that, Katie, I think what we're doing is we're undermining the power of the cross, the whole essence of what Christ came. You know, part of the sin in our life is not just the sin that we have done, but that for which has been done against us. And so we need to understand that the cross represents that healing power of Jesus. This is why he came to set us free. And I don't think at times our theology is aligned around that.
And you have shared so much great information with me today, and we are going to connect people with Set Free and so they can learn more about what exactly you guys do in the full article. But for the takeaway, you know, we always want people to respond to this information, not just to know, but to do something with that. So how would you ask people, believers, to respond to this story?
Yeah, I think I would ask believers, number one, to understand the way in which God heals, that number that it's more than just a physical or situational healing, that really what he's after is a spiritual one that gives us oneness with him. And so we would want all people, whether their trauma is in their past or current, to feel comfortable and confident to come forth. Jesus literally says, come to me, all ye who are weary. And so that's really the embracing part that we would hope Set Free Ministries offers to people. There's no shame here. In fact, it's part of the journey that all of us typically go through. And so I would really want that message to get out there.